Welcome to Upvoted, No Sleep, where OP World Away Tweety finishes the story from yesterday, writing, between headlines about boring local happenings and Ariana Grande for some reason, I saw the following line, they are lying, run now? Almost as immediately as I saw it, it was scrubbed, like it had never been there in the first place. Did I imagine that? But before I could ruminate, Priya got up from her desk.
And Priya's wrapping up for the evening, proclaimed Michael.
I'm done for the evening, she affirmed.
She walked off set. Michael sat there, smiling at the camera. This continued uninterrupted for 30 seconds? And then a cut to some sort of CCTV footage angle of a parking lot. It continued for a few seconds until Priya walked into frame, pressed a button on her keys, and opened the door to her car. Then another cut, a poor quality zoom in on the moon. Not a full moon, mind you. It was partially obscured. I think the stage is called Waxing Gibbous, Waning Gibbous, maybe. Doesn't matter. 30 seconds of this, a shaky camera, and then another cut. The camera was back at the parking lot. Priya and her car were gone. All of the cars in the parking lot were gone, actually. And then we were back to Michael. What the heck? And Michael went on to the next story.
Coming up next, this former circus bear is celebrating his 18th birthday. Only this time, the birthday comes with a dash of newfound freedom. We'll show you the heartwarming story of Binky and how he's enjoying his new life in the sun.
Michael chuckled as he delivered this headline before the channel went to commercials. Fresh off another unsuccessful Google search, I parted my blinds and looked outside once again. Nearly all the cars in my vicinity were gone. What was happening? The noise from the TV transitioned back to the distinctive tones of the local news channel. That must have been like a 10-second commercial break.
Thank you for joining us this evening. This is Michael, signing off. Bye-bye now. Stay indoors. Stay safe. Close your windows. Inside now. All right?
I backed away from the window, and I caught the last leg of Michael's broadcast. He'd gotten up from his desk and had walked over to the camera. An absurdly big smile on his face. Smiling with his eyes, too. Joyful. Then, without hesitation, he softly picked up the camera, while giggling, and moved it to the left to expand the frame beyond the anchor desk and the small set that he and Priya were on. Beyond the set, there was nothing. It was a black void. He then turned the camera all the way to the right, past the anchor desk and the set. Again, nothing. Another endless black void. He then recentered the camera back to face the desk, but the void beyond the set was still partially visible. He kept eye contact with the camera for a few more seconds, and then stepped to the side and out of frame. Do I run? What do I do? What is this? Whispers came from the TV. Michael's voice. Quiet this time.
You're doing great,
he whispered, as if he were beside the camera.
You're doing great. Just stay put. Windows closed. All right?
I needed to make a break for it. I needed to run.
And hey, because I like you, a little tip. He likes it when you stand in front of the bathroom mirror.
He paused to giggle to himself.
He likes it. Just stand still in front of the mirror, won't you? Stay put. He'll come get you soon. You did great. You're doing great. You'll be here with us soon.
The channel cut to commercials right after that. A few seconds of stillness, and then a heard a rattling coming from my bathroom down the hallway. I froze in fear, hoping the sound would go away. Instead, it got louder and more aggressive. It was the sound of something cracking, fracturing. As I made a break for it, I heard my bathroom mirror shatter. Immediately, I raced down the stairs to my front door. And as I did, I heard the generic commercial on my TV say the following line.
The all-new Cozy Comfort Cushions. So cozy, you'll want to stay put. Because the best place to be is right where you are.
I unlocked my door as the audio from the commercial started warping.
Stay put. Be right where you are. Don't leave.
As I swung the door open and prepared to run to my car, I felt something grab the back of my shirt, pulling me back. It felt both light and like the heaviest thing I'd ever felt. I'm not sure where the willpower in me came from to escape its grasp, but as I writhed and fought with all of my might, I was able to break free from its hold, run to my car and drive off, not taking a single moment to look back at whatever was trying to pull me in. I've been driving for a few hours now. I've texted a few friends, and I'm doing everything in my power to make sense of the inexplicable events that have taken place this evening. The fact that the GPS in my car keeps rerouting to the broadcast studio of my local news network, that's not helping. And that was an upvoted no sleep story by OP World Away Tweety. Sweet dreams.